When you're faced with an attack, you're faced with a violent attack, or somebody comes at you with a knife, comes at you with a gun, they intend to take your wallet, take your car, take your kids that are strapped in that car, we're looking at a very, very stressful, life-threatening situation. The biggest thing, really, truly, you can have all the training in the world, but if your head's not right, it doesn't matter how much training you've got, it doesn't matter if you've got a gun on your hip, you aren't going to be prepared to do what you have to do. The most important thing out of all of this is going to be your mindset. If you don't have the mindset that you can take the fight to the attacker, you're going to end up being a victim. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You either are aggressive enough to end the attack, or you end up taking a beating and possibly end up losing your life or get somebody that's near you that you love killed because you couldn't take the fight to them and you couldn't take away their will to fight. That's what makes any good martial artist this. Now, I'm not talking about a sport martial artist, not somebody that does the sport, not a tournament fighter, but a martial artist, somebody that actually studies a martial combat idea. The theories behind it is that when you know the attack is imminent, it is okay to hit somebody first. It's okay to slam the door in somebody's face if they're too close to you and making you uncomfortable, because you'll know way down the pit of your stomach in your gut, something isn't right. Every fight that I've ever been in, everybody that I've talked to that's been in a fight, that's been in an attack situation, knew a second, two, three, sometimes as much as a minute before the attack happened that they were going to be attacked. So what we need to do is be able to shut off the part of our brain that we've been trained with ever since we were a little bitty kid about you have to be polite to everybody. There's a time to be polite to people, and there's a time not to be polite. So what we need to look at is, when is it that time, or when is it that it is okay to stop being polite and to be ugly, to be nasty, and to be violent possibly if that's what the situation requires. If I tell you no one time when you're standing on my porch trying to sell me a box of encyclopedias, I've told you no. As I start to go back into my home, if you continue to pursue me, you may just be a pushy salesman. It's okay for me to slam the door in your face because you continue to pursue me into my safety, my zone. I don't know that you're not an axe murderer. I don't know that you don't intend to come into the house and kill my kids and rob me, or if you're my wife, to come into that house and rape my wife. So we have to look at a situation and say, it's all right to slam the door in that guy's face. What we've done is eliminated a potential threat, and it doesn't matter tomorrow what that guy's opinion of you is. You don't know him. You're not going to get a bonus at the end of the year for being his buddy, so it doesn't matter. You told him once politely no, they continue. It's okay at that point to step it up a notch and take things to a level that that person isn't willing to go to. If it's verbal, you can be a little bit more assertive and tell him, look, I told you no, get off my porch, and he will or he won't. If he doesn't, you step it up another notch. Now we're slamming the door in his face. If he puts his foot in the door, now we're going to slam the door harder on his foot and break his foot. Or I'll reach around the edge of the door where I keep that pistol that I've got at the house, and I'll start putting rounds through the door because he's now forcing his way into my home. But again, I'm looking at a progression of escalating things to a level that I know I control the situation, he doesn't control the situation. You begin to come into my space, I know you're going to attack me because you brandished a weapon. As soon as you're in my area, I'm on you. I'm going to fight you before you get a chance to start trying to stick a knife into me. If I put you on your heels, I put you on the defensive, I've gained ground, I've gained the advantage, and I need to continue through with that attack until it is over. That's probably the most important thing that you're going to find in any self-defense situation that you will. I don't like self-defense because it's telling you have to defend yourself. I look at a defense is always a strong offense. You come into my space, you put me in a situation that I have to defend myself, it's no longer a defense. I'm going to attack you with everything that I got until I know that I've completely overwhelmed you, taken it completely beyond the rounds of the amount of damage and pain that you're willing to sustain to continue that attack and put you into retreat. So with that said, that's what you need to focus on. As you go through these modules, remind yourself that you're going into this with a combat mindset. Somebody puts me in a situation they're going to attack me, I now am in a combat situation. I'm going to combat that person. I'm going to fight that person with everything I've got until either he's run off, he's incapacitated, or I find myself dead. If I find myself dead, I don't have any more worries about it anyhow, and I did everything that I could, and that's all you can ask for at the end of the day. That generally won't be the case. Most people will do unthinkable things to make themselves get through a situation, to survive certain things through certain situations. Look at prisoners of war and the things they endure and how they find ways to cope and manage. In that moment, you will be amazed at the things that you will make yourself do to survive that situation, especially if it's to protect my wife or my kids or somebody else that I care about. So remember, an aggressive mindset is okay. You don't need to be aggressive all the time, but it's okay to flip the switch, stop being nice, stop being polite, and take the fight to that attacker if you need to.